Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back, and we have Deborah back for her full hour now. Deborah, you've got lots of news to cover. I'm going to pop in with a question or comment here and there, but go ahead.
Yeah, first, this is, of course, Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. Go to much of what you'll hear me talking about today to the Hot Topics section on the website. I will also be referring to some YouTubes that you can access on StopTheCrime.net from the homepage. Scroll down to the YouTube icon, because I'm going to roll through quite a bit of information very quickly right now. So first and foremost, it's important to understand that USA Inc. and Earth Inc. are corporate predatory government agencies, and they've deceived the global populations. And I am reading something, a quote from a judge. So here it is. The tragedy of the corporate structure is the illusion of justice, freedom, and democracy. Corporations have no consciousness, no beliefs, no feelings, no thoughts or desires. And this is Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, from his dissenting opinion in the Citizens United in 2010. I'm going to read you something else, and then I'm going to go into some breaking news. I discovered this a few years ago on the Pennsylvania Smart Infrastructure Incubator site. What the heck is that? Well, when I've been investigating smart meters and doing lots of keynotes and getting information about smart meters out, I ran across a mission statement, which I'm going to read to everyone now. I've had this on StopTheCrime.net for probably 8 years. And it's PSII, Pennsylvania Smart Infrastructure Incubator. I found it on the Carnegie Mellon website, and it's Carnegie Mellon Engineering, Bombardier, which is a Canadian company, and IBM.
Right.
And this is a mission statement. Revolution in our infrastructure. Pennsylvania's companies and institutions have a hidden secret. They are leading a revolution in our infrastructure. We want to help expose that secret to the world. Tomorrow's infrastructure will blend traditional physical infrastructure, which is transportation and transit systems and buildings, pipes, power grid, concrete and steel, with cyber infrastructure, computers, networks, and sensors in ways that are massively emerging. Pennsylvania has a wealth of companies, universities, and institutions that are inventing many of these emerging technologies that will build and rebuild the world's transportation, civil, manufacturing, and other infrastructure. We will bring those organizations together to leverage and highlight this hidden secret to help make Pennsylvania a visible leader in these critical emerging technologies. These technologies will need a new generation of employees to design, operate, and maintain these new cyber physical infrastructure systems. And we will help Pennsylvania be a leader in educating these workers to meet the demand. The PSII would be an important step towards exposing this secret. This is a mission statement. Now let's look at that. They said a cyber infrastructure. That's where we are going with the 5G, the resilient cities, the smart cities. They are bringing in Google that will be creating the cities that we will not be able to survive in. Before I've told you and I found the documents, 5G is the required backbone in order to support the CV, which is computer vision, that then supports AV, which is autonomous vehicles, that supports MR, which is mixed reality, because we won't be able to survive in reality. It'll have to be mixed. And then everything will be operated through artificial intelligence. And the bankers control the power grid. And currently, this is the building of the smart cities. So now, let's move along here, because we have so much to cover. Prior to the break, I was talking about the enormity of fake news. So I like to go off of policies that I find, documents that I find that are approved in our cities. I will look at fake news and always try to find the backstory. But I can tell you one thing. Everything that we report on, we want to go to the source, boots on the ground, to confirm for ourselves. So I was making an example prior to the break about fake news and what's happening inside Venezuela's markets and propaganda versus reality, because we're hearing about the economy collapsing, people from Venezuela fleeing at hundreds of thousands of people into Colombia and into other nearby countries, fleeing Venezuela. But let's talk about this. Abby Martin, who's boots on the ground in Venezuela and on the streets in Caracas, has investigated the claims that there is no free press. The Venezuelans are trying to appeal to all of us that it is false media. And also they're reporting that there's no food in the supermarkets. That is not true. Abby Martin has been using hidden cameras. She takes you through the local grocery stores and the underground black market currency exchange. The main source of inflation in the country is that Rothschild, Goldman Sachs, the economic hitman team are there creating a black market currency exchange. This is what's happening in Venezuela and other countries. And Abby sat down with an economist in Venezuela to learn about how the nature of the black market and chronic food shortages and goods is working, knowing that the world leaders are calling for foreign intervention, and to find out if the locals agree. The locals want the foreign invaders, us, the CIA, out of their country. We've been invading country after country after country. Just read the new Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins to understand what our rogue, predatory government has done to other countries throughout the world. So let me digress. I want to talk about another thing that I confirmed it to be true, and I have confirmed what I'm going to tell you now to be true. Australia is now issuing fines to citizens who refuse vaccines for their kids. This is hot off the press, July 7th of 2018.
Yeah, I got nurses contacting me from Australia regularly about that.
Okay, well, I've confirmed it too from my insider and Australia confirmed, my insider does confirm this report, and that the fines are imposed on Australian citizens. So let's talk about what this is as we continue to roll through more unthinkable realities. Okay, so it is true that they're issuing fines to citizens who refuse vaccines for their kids. So let's talk about what that means. It's called the No Jab, No Pay program, and that Australia aims to increase compliance with government-mandated vaccination programs by taking money away from its citizens. Parents who refuse to vaccinate their children will can continue to do so under religious or medical grounds, but will not be allowed to keep money that they previously were receiving from the government. And they're saying that the no jab, no pay appears to be working, according to press releases. Since the Turnbull government introduced the no jab, no pay, about 250,000 children and their families have taken action to ensure they meet the vaccination requirements. Now, Dr. Bill, they say immunization requirements. Again, they continue to use immunization rather than vaccination.
Yeah, well, they're dangerous and toxic. And by the way, if they have a vaccine for me or my family, I have a vaccine for them, but it's either lead or it's scalar radiation that will make them have not only a bad day. Back, and we have Deborah Tavares here. Deborah, please continue. We've got lots of stuff to cover. Go ahead.
We do. Okay, so now prior to the break, I was talking about Australia. Everyone can key this in. Also, you can go to stopthecrime.net. We have this information posted there as well on Hot Topics. It's entitled, Australia Now Issuing Fines to Australian Citizens Who Refuse Vaccines for Their Kids. This came out on 7/7 of 2018. And they go on to talk about how they're going to implement the fines, and that it's called No Jab, No Pay appears to be working. And they say since they've implemented this, about 250,000 children and their families have taken action to ensure they meet the vaccination requirements. Now, they keep referring it to immunization. Think of immunization as being naturally immune to a virus such as the mumps or the measles when you've had it and you don't get it again. It's vaccinations. It's shooting you with a needle. They say the reasons for financially penalizing the citizens, it's for the citizens' safety. This is what they're saying.
Let me add one important point. If group immunity worked and they actually, the vaccines protected you, you wouldn't worry about somebody who doesn't vaccinate because they can't infect you. Okay, please continue.
Yes, okay, it goes on using the false word, immunization is the safest way to protect children from vaccine preventable diseases. I'm going to let, and they also say that anti-vaxxers have infested the southern hemisphere. So those that are opposed to vaccines, we have infested the southern hemisphere. They go on to also talk about California's Robert Sears, MD, who was recently placed on probation just a week ago after he provided medical opinion vaccinations would be too risky for a patient. As a consequence of his medical decision to exempt a patient from the government-mandated vaccines, Dr. Sears in California was punished and is now subject to intense scrutiny of every medical decision he makes simply by standing up for the overall health of one of his patients. In a Facebook post, he explained he agreed to the probation in lieu of a costly court case, which he may have actually lost his license to practice medicine altogether. And it's important to know that the U.S. government has paid out over $3 billion in damages to citizens who claim vaccines cause them harm and even death, known as the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. This
right.
program lists a myriad of complications with which those who receive vaccines can become afflicted. They tell us, though, that those payouts have limited timelines established from the onset of the symptoms and when they occurred to the time a payout can be requested. And most often, the sick do not put two and two together that their vaccine made them sick in time enough to file a request for compensation for the damages. So it's, again, a story of vaccinations that demonstrate the power of Big Pharma. Has over each and every single one of us. And not only will CDC scientists lie, omit, and cover up the fact, some of these vaccines are not safe, but they will demonize and penalize anyone who disagrees with their findings. All the while, they quietly pay billions in damages to victims of bad medicine. Go on, look up some other related stories about Australia issues rolling fines to parents who won't vaccinate their children. Now let's move on out of forced vaccinations. I want to advise everybody to look up this tribunal. Post it on stopthecrime.net. Again, scroll down from the home page. Dr. Bill, if you would maybe describe, as you do it yourself perhaps, this is absolutely critical. Again, stopthecrime.net homepage. Scroll down to the YouTube insignia. Click on that. You're going to find a horrific batch of testimonies. And I would really recommend everyone pay attention to the testimony of Ronald Bernard about being heavily damaged as a child. He was a victim, he was a perpetrator, and he was a terrorist. And in a half an hour, you will understand. Now, what is this about? This is a judicial commission. It's called the International Tribunal for Natural Justice. And it was an inquiry into human trafficking and child sex abuse. This occurred from April the 16th through the 18th of 2018 out of London. This talks about live organ harvesting testimonies and survivor testimonies. And this hopefully will become the start of a new worldwide populist movement to expose these inhumane, soulless beasts of the night. Many people, of course, are well informed about Ronald Bernard. The history he describes is true, and his testimony in this tribunal is real. And we need to pray for him because he's come forward and he's spoken out after walking away from extreme wealth to do the right thing. And I was told that people I know have known about these things for over 25 years, but back then nobody would listen to these accounts. They were just incredulous, too incredulous to be believed. Now there are some in the public who will listen, will believe, and do want to stop this and bring these powerful worldwide predators to justice. So let's talk about this international tribunal. The International Tribunal for Natural Justice launched its judicial commission of inquiry into human trafficking and child sex abuse at an inaugural seating in Westminster, London, again, April the 16th through the 18th of 2018. The filmed testimonies are now available via the official commission site. All interested institutions and organizations are requested to get this out far and wide. The principal intention behind this commission is not to instigate witch hunts or target individuals, but to set in motion a culture that ensures restoration of truth, disclosure, and reconciliation around the subject of human trafficking and child sex abuse. Their goal is to achieve what governments and leaders in the world have failed to do for any of us for centuries, which is to shed the full light of truth on the nature and extent of the human trafficking and child sex abuse pandemic. Seatings were taken place in Washington, D.C., The Hague, and Rome. And they're going to continue with tribunal exposés over the months ahead. But this is very important. One of the tribunal testimonies was the Michelle Young case. And it was a special hearing adjunct to the Commission of Inquiry. They went on to tell us that this ongoing case demonstrates how court systems in the United Kingdom's uses fraudulent means to asset strip both individuals and companies of their wealth. They falsified documents and that are being submitted to the courts through registers offices in order to falsely prove legitimacy. We're going to continue this on the other side of the break. This is extremely important to get out far and wide.
Yeah, this is the end of the road. What you're saying is the takeover is now, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is. Yeah. And we're going to go more further into that. I have diabolical.
Deborah, please continue.
Prior to the break, I was talking about the live organ harvesting testimonies and the financial corruption and collusion, and about how it is a well-developed plot to destroy all that is good and decent. And caution, this will change your life when you look at this, and you need to change your life. Everyone that's listening, you must look at these testimonies. Again, listen to the testimony of Ronald Bernard. There are many testimonies during this tribunal. There's also one with Christy Allen, an MK Ultra victim and survivor herself. There are probably about 20 testimonies about heavily damaged children and their families and what happened with MK Ultra and how it's advanced in areas of our government. In other words, you can be looking at a city council, county board of supervisor, a judge by day, because they hold respectable positions, but they are mind-controlled by the controllers, or a.k.a. Illuminati by night.
A.k.a. Clay and Iron people.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can get into that. Clay and Iron being there. They're controlled by trans-dimensional entities.
Well, so Dr. Bill, again, everybody, please go to this International Tribunal for Natural Justice and watch this. Don't watch your sports tonight or anything else. Watch this and pay close attention to Ronald Bernard's testimony. This is what has happened to the world. And this is who our leaders, quote-unquote leaders, really are. They're very sick, sick, diabolical people. Now I want to jump into...
Well, actually, I'll make a little sarcastic comment about that. Let me say this, though. They're not sick. They're very healthy devils. Please continue.
Well, they are. So I want to roll into this. Here in Northern California, north of the Golden Gate Bridge, in Mendocino County, which will likely be the next place to burn, if you listen to my YouTube plan to burn up Northern California, you will see how the Fisher family has allowed millions and millions of dead and dying tan oak trees to die. So it's just a matter of when they decide to ignite and burn the Mendocino area all the way to the coast. But having said that, I'm going to read you this because this has been an ongoing story in our local papers up here, and you all need to hear this. They say there's a little force led county in traffic confiscation. So let's go. Operations increased as other law enforcement agencies curbed the effort. So what am I talking about? Disproportionate seizures. The highway 101 between Mendocino County and Santa Rosa County has become a road where law enforcement, in plain clothes, rob people and steal their cash, because of course they can tell if you have cash. They have machines now that can identify cash in your car, and if you're carrying any kind of marijuana at all, they'll seize it. So let's read what they're doing here. Over the past 3 years, the Roanoke Park Police Department has seized more cash and valuable assets from motorists and other unsuspected of and others suspected of breaking the law than any other law enforcement agency in Sonoma County. The total has come to more than $2.4 million, nearly as much as the two top largest agencies combined. Many of the seizures are happening along a remote stretch of Highway 101 near the Sonoma-Mendocino County line, more than 40 miles from Roanoke Park city limits. The traffic operations by the Roanoke Park police out of their city limits ratcheted up even amid struggles to fully staff the department of 71 sworn officers and firefighters. They increased even as other local law enforcement agencies curbed or stopped their efforts altogether. Here's what has happened. He goes on to say, it's a cash cow. There's revenue there in highway robbery, and that they've used it for specific purposes, the money they've confiscated, such as paying overtime, such as education and training, and acquiring more investigative tools. And there's an ex-officer under scrutiny, and they've named him, I won't for the purposes of this conversation right now, but the assistant city manager in Roanoke Park, in an email response to questions from the paper, said that the highway missions are to reduce drug trafficking. And he goes on to say that the highway operations have helped boost Roanoke Park's public safety budget, which was about $20 million for the first fiscal year that ended in June of 2018. The budget included about $200,000 of asset forfeiture funds allocated to spend on public safety vehicles, according to the city manager. So what I'm telling you right now is highway robbery. This is pre-crime. This is observing a vehicle that looks suspicious, pulling them over for no good reason, seizing whatever personal property that they deem they want to seize, whether you have a warrant or not. We're in a police state. We do not have a government. So this is illustrative of that. Now I'm going to jump into a report. It's up on stopthecrime.net, and it is a gang alert. And this is really the death blow to the United States, one of many, because the barbarians are inside our gates. This is an FBI report that I'm referring to right now. Here's an excerpt. The FBI has released a gang assessment announcing that there are 1.4 million gang members in the U.S., a 40% increase since 2009, and that many of these members are getting inside the military via Stars and Stripes. The report says the military has seen members from 53 gangs and 100 regions in the U.S. enlist in every branch of armed forces. Members of every major street gang, some prison gangs, and outlaw motorcycle gangs have been reported on both U.S. and international military installations. This is a quote from the report. Through transfers and deployments, military-affiliated gang members expand their culture and operations to new regions nationwide and worldwide, undermining security and law enforcement efforts to combat crime. Gang members with military training pose a unique threat to law enforcement personnel because of their distinctive weapons and combat training skills and their ability to transfer these skills to fellow gang members. The report states that while gang members have been reported in every branch of service, they're concentrated in the U.S. Army, Army Reserves, and the Army National Guard. So to get to this report, type in or go to stopthecrime.net to hot topics. And here's the title. The FBI announces gangs have infiltrated every branch of the military. Now let's talk a little bit more about this. It's diabolical. Everyone needs to know. This is why they're taking our guns away, so that we can literally be brought down from within by military-trained gang members. This is why we have a bill in California right now limiting the recognition of somebody committing murder, killing you in your home if they trespass within your home. Did you know that there's a bill that if someone did not intend to kill you in the process of robbing you, that they likely will not serve prison time? Certainly not the death penalty.
It's an inadvertent murder, right?
Absolutely.
Only in California.
Well, it's happening everywhere. Okay,
it's really bad here, though.
Well, it's bad everywhere, Dr. Bill. I certainly see it for myself here in California, but as I look at it everywhere else, we're going to talk about that because I'm interviewing people out of Europe, and in just a moment or two, I'm going to talk about what's happening in Europe. But everyone needs to understand the National Gang Threat Assessment Report.
Yeah,
look at it for yourselves. It's about child trafficking. It's about sex abuse. It's about murder. It's about conscripting new gang members from all over the world. They have gangs from everywhere. So
welcome back, and Deborah, you got lots more to cover. And
I
lots
do,
more breaking
and I'm
news.
Reporting this to you today being July the 9th of 2018, and I'm saying that so you can relate to this information you're going to hear right now. And this is why it's so important to triangulate with people we know in other areas of the world, and that's what we're doing. Fortunately, we have many contacts, and we're getting much information, and we're sharing our information as well so that we can compare and take notes. So this is what you're going to hear me say right now. This is absolutely diabolical. We know here, of course, in the United States, they're replacing our analog water meters now with wireless water meters. They're doing that here in Santa Rosa, and there are four collection points for these frequency readings in the city of Santa Rosa, which means massively increased frequencies in the environment making its way to the collection locations. But now let's take it a step further. They're deploying water meters throughout the world. And now they have launched drones to track and monitor and ration water cheats. So let's talk about this. Just a few days ago in Ireland and in Wales, they implemented a hose pipe ban. And it was imposed, as I said, just a few weeks ago. And where they want to monitor the water usage from water cheats. It says water meters to track hose cheats. Government wants Irish Water to monitor wasteful use. So this is, again, control, monitoring, and reduction of water access. So the day or two after this hose ban was implemented, they've launched a suite of drones to monitor overhead. They say the goal of the project is to take place in Ireland and in Wales. And it's to understand everything they're rolling out. Number one, they say it's a pilot program. Then they say they're rolling it out to understand. So here's what they want to understand with water surveillance with drones and meters. They want to understand exactly how the drones can be used by emergency services and create legal and operational framework and to set Europe-wide standards to help more countries adopt emergency drones. So they're selling overhead drones now for our benefit, for emergency. Let's talk about this drone launch. The DJI launches a new emergency drone program in Europe. And it's important to understand that they've announced this new joint. They always use the word pilot project for using drones for emergency services. Let's rephrase that. It's a global program, and they're not using it for emergency services. They're using it to track, monitor, surveil, and reduce the population. They don't want you to access services for survival, and they're going to make darn sure you don't. So I could highly recommend everybody watch the Netflix called The Colony. Watch The Colony. You'll get a Hollywood version of how drones will be used, and this is the plan. It's diabolical. And they go on to say, making emergency service drones a reality. We are bombarded with science fiction-like versions, they say, of what tech will be in the near future. But often it can feel like an eternity before what we see becomes ingrained in our daily lives. The truth is that futuristic versions and general implementations of tech won't become a reality unless people there are willing to do the groundwork. And that's exactly what this new drone company is doing. They say that it's a continuation and a joint venture. And it started in 2016, where the first steps were taken to create drone usage guidelines for emergency services by working with early adapters and launching pilot programs all around Europe. Now, pilot programs all around Europe, that's not a pilot program.
Not a pilot. It's to see if you're stupid enough to believe it's a test when the test is actually the rollout of something very evil.
Yes, in fact, in the very beginning of the smart meter rollout here in the United States, they also called it a pilot program. It was interesting. They have a global pilot program, right? So let's talk about this, because we're talking about massive total disruption in every area of our lives that's been in place for many years, that is now coming to fullness of fruition before our eyes. And there's just some, here are just some of the areas. Resources, stealing the land, the water, such as it is taking place in initiatives all over the planet. Coastal commissions here in California and in the United States, stealing groundwater through measures to cap and use our own well water. And states have passed new limits for water usage, which will go into effect very soon. We have toxic air from weather modification and chemtrails since the 50s and before. They are poisoning our food supply. The UN is not only implementing UN Agenda 21 policies everywhere, now the Rockefeller Foundation has created and is funding resilient cities. I have a YouTube, Resilient Cities. It's called Kill Cities, right in Rockefeller. Take a look at this. The economy. We've got resilient economies now. We've even gotten resilient insurance.
I'm going to use
weather modification hits on all of us.
Well, the word resilient actually should be, why don't they change the UN to the un-born? In other words, to be unborn means to die. Unborn, the unborn, the UN born.
So now we talk about the geoengineering, the so-called climate change disasters, the new normals, all of the unexplainable flash storms and flash winds and flash floods and flash fires, HAARP and directed energy weapons. Now we're going transportation. Now we're going from so-called fossil fuels to electric-only vehicles. And yet we know that the fuel is a renewable. Libya and Russia already knew that petroleum was a renewable. We're the only ones being tricked and fooled and misguided and taught lies in school. There's a brand new infrastructure to take down everything we have ever known and the way that we rely upon to live our lives. It's important to understand what has happened here.
I got a question, Deborah. Why, if we know who the small elite is, we know where they live or their businesses are, why don't we get together and organize, do a citizen's arrest, and put a citizen's trial on to see whether or not they should be permanently imprisoned and or worse?
Well, the sad reality is many things, but certainly we don't have a framework to even hold these people in because everything is under the corporate domain. But we know that the world is run by the international bankers in the United Nations and not by our elected officials. We know that Rothschild, Goldman Sachs...
Yeah, but all of the authority...
We've gone into this because we're talking about massive disruptions, eliminating oil. They're now going to tell us, well, folks, fossil fuels... petroleum. We've pumped it all. There's no more. They're going to take away our ability to travel. That is what Deep Ecology and the Wildlands Project is all about, because people don't understand who controls the system. They're hearing about disruptions that we face, and it's too enormous, and therefore people don't understand what to do other than to confront their elected officials who are implementing the destruction and the disruptions. Your elected officials that you think you've elected are implementing all of this. And that's the reason that the entire problem continues to exist and why it is accelerating. We have to understand what is happening, and we have to understand how the system really works, and we have to become self-reliant, because lack of being self-reliant and dependent upon false systems that are intended to genocide us all will kill us all. We all have to know that this is deeper than we realize, and that's what we do on StopTheCrime.net, to try to expose how deep this is. But it's also important to know that they have an uplift modeling, also known as incremental modeling, true lift modeling, or modeling to predictive modeling. So we're going away from what was traditional investing, where we used to talk about return on investment, and we're going to new speak of investing that few people expect those creating it even understand. So there's so much, Dr. Bill. I'll come on next week. We'll talk about it some more, because we
perhaps
have so
before then we can do some video.
Stories.
Perhaps we can do some video on Vimeo, live stream to Vimeo, to go over some of these documents and articles. Amazing breadth of facts. And again, these are not open to dispute, so we don't want an argument. We're just presenting the facts. We're not going to listen to any of your opinion. We don't want it. We want you to just take it in, pray on it, and realize this is the end of the road. These are not open to dispute. They're not open to argument. It's just the way it is.
These are documents, folks. StopTheCrime.net.
Yeah,
the
argument. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871.